Lake County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we'll bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer, and this week we are joined by Ron Golson, partner in DataMine Internet Marketing Solutions. Thank you for joining me, Ron.
Thank you, Miss Erica.
DataMine, as I said, is an internet marketing solutions firm.
Yes.
Talk to me about what that means.
Okay. DataMine Internet Marketing Solutions, we started in 1998 under the name of DataMine Corporation. And so Jason Barris, and there were three other partners that were the original partners of the company. But let's fast forward. I bought into the company in 2003 and inherited everything that the company had, clients, but debt was one of the things we didn't see clearly, but we did inherit the debt of the company. And one of the things that I recommend any company or any entrepreneur starting out is always going to be debt. But if you inherit other people's debt, it's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just started doing web design, hosting and managing. And then we ended up being extremely blessed because all of our web designers are graphic designers. So we started adding branding to the mix, managed email services to the mix, SEO services, search engine optimization to the mix. And from there, adding those different verticals to our platform has allowed us to continue to grow. So we currently have created, as Jason would say, over 600 websites, and we currently manage 473 clients across the United States and 40 clients outside the United States.
Wow. So you've really expanded. And as you said, you joined in
2003 as an owner. I was an employee in since 1998, and then I bought two of the partners out in 2003. And then in 2010, we changed the name from DataMine Corporation to DataMine Internet Marketing Solutions, and which kind of, it's a long name, but it covers the breadth of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of times people think if you're in IT, you can do everything from networking to software to application to supporting. And it's not, you know, it's just like any other industry. You have to pick and cave out, you know, the areas that you're good at. And so we try to stay in our lanes.
And over that 20 plus years, the internet, as we all know, has changed. Dial up and HTML, simple websites to,
yeah,
you know, drag and drop a Square and WordPress. And there are so many web design platforms.
Exactly.
How has your company kind of changed with the internet?
A couple of things are moving at the same time. You didn't mention Google, and the reason why I say that is because a lot of our industry has changed based on the platform people use to search, to explore the internet. And so it used to be that the software drove the industry, and now the browser-based companies are driving the industry. And as well as security concerns are driving the industry. So we still design ASP websites or HTML, what we call them, custom design sites. And then we also went to the WordPress platform. The WordPress platform allows our clients easy access, plus the learning curve on how to edit and manage your website is shortened. We teach our clients on how to manage and at the same time supply support hours in their packages, in their hosting packages. So we don't want to miss them. We want to give them the opportunity to work with their hands, and at the same time, they can use DataMine as those other hands to get things done. And so it's just been uniquely different. With all the other platforms that are out there, you know, people want to give them names like their poor man platform or entrepreneur basic platforms. There's some decent platforms out there. The problem that you have with is not only the support, is the growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it hard for colleges to graduate web designers for the simple fact, if you're just going to be a tool user, you can just go and learn how to use GoDaddy products, Google products, Weebly products, Wix products. So you can just go and use those products, and people think when you understand those products, you are a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not true, because a lot of times you have to design on what the browser allows you to design, how the public sees you, how mobile devices interact 83% of all searches start in Google. 87% of all searches are on cell phone or tablet devices. So it has changed to where my laptop is now my desktop.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, even in the workplace, we have moved away from solely using desktops to more flexible options like laptops and things we can take home with us.
Exactly.
Rather than just being tied to our desk and our desktop. And so 2020 really showed us the importance of having strong internet skills. If, you know, all of the years before that hadn't showed us, really 2020 hit it home for us. So have you seen that need for a design that really reflects your business's personality, reflected in kind of how you've grown this past year or how your business model maybe has changed this past year?
Wow, it's a very interesting set of questions there. We started changing our business premise probably a year, probably in March of 2019 rather than 2020. And then people say, well, why is that? It's because in our business and because of the vast amount of clients that we have across the United States and one outside the United States, Jason and I kind of knew that something was happening, with the COVID-19 situation. And all of our employees, we have five employees, they're flex employees. So they have the option to come to our office at 330 South Lake Street, Gary, Indiana, 46403, or they can work from at home. So we have been transitioning for the last year and a half, 2 years. And so when things happen where companies had to immediately transition, immediately go to video conferencing and things of that nature, we were already using those type of tools in the system. So it wasn't really a stretch for us. But what is unique is that following the COVID-19 crisis, the businesses, our international clients, those were mostly tourism industry, they suffered. So there is that's not a joke. I mean, where they have just suffered. And we saw certain industries actually do extremely well during this time. And so we have just been just uniquely blessed because one of the things that we did when we started this company, one of the things that I wanted to do was donate at least 50% of our work to 501c3 businesses such as the Legacy Foundation and our vast number of not-for-profits. And people ask me, why did you do that? Because we know that not-for-profits, they lack one, two, or three things: time, talent, and treasure. And so we thought that would be our best foot forward at entry into the business and starting our own business, as in letting folks know that, hey, you don't have to be intimidated with technology. It's not going to be as costly as you think it's going to be. It's not like you're talking to a lawyer. But we know the language is different. And so one of the things that Jason and I did was just keep it simple. You know, the KISS, they call it the KISS method, you know, keep it simple, stupid. And so kind of basically that's what we did. And in the process of doing that, a lot of the not-for-profits brought in their for-profit businesses. And so with our teach and preach ministry, it has just worked out tremendously to where just before I was sitting there talking on the phone, 8 churches ready to move forward.
Wow.
And so, you know, a lot of companies be like, what do you mean 8 churches? You know, 8 closes? 8 closes and word of mouth closes. Like, in other words, I talked to the person responsible for them. I sent them a quick email. I gave them what the figure is of what we charge churches. All 8 of them came aboard. So it's just things like that, you know. So I hate, you know, that companies are losing out on this. And we've been blessed to continue to not only maintain, but actually we grew at an 18% clip in 2020. And just starting out this year, it's still early to call, but I remember last year in January, we had 4 new clients in January, and now we have 14 in January. So it just lets you know.
Incredible jump. So how did you get started in this? Were you always in IT, or were you in another profession before this?
Actually, I had big dreams to run a Fortune 50 company as the CEO. I went to Calumet College, St. Joe, got my bachelor degree in organizational management, went to Ivy Tech and got my associate's degree in marketing. But before I did all of that, I went to IU, went to Howard University. I was a traveling college kid and partied. And so, you know, life has a way to smack you in the face, you know, as soon as you get married and have children. And so all the fun times were over. And so,
I had to get
financially serious. And so when I started working in downtown Chicago, I worked for this company called ISM, International Sports Management. They basically sold hospitality packages to Fortune 50, Fortune 100 companies. So think of the Masters, think of the USA Open Tennis. They have hospitality packages for companies to bring their clients to entertain. And so they had another division, which was a sports agent division, but I worked on the hospitality side. And so I did okay with it. But one of the things I didn't like was the fact that I was an over-the-phone salesperson. And it's the difference between a salesperson and a business development manager. And I've always thought of myself as a business development, developing the relationships. And so we have clients that go all the way back to 2000 and 1999 has been with us in business. So a lot of companies, that's kind of unique in our business. Mm-hmm. And so we're under the same tax ID, which is unique in our business. And so we try to hold to those values. And so I just got tired of corporate America. I was turning into something that I didn't like. And I'm not going to, I know this is not the time for it, but let's just say that the things that people watch on TV that they like, I just didn't see myself in that same light, you know, the corporate guy who has everything coming to him and family is second and third and fourth and vice versa. And so grandfather had prostate cancer and it was advanced. And so I had to leave my job and take care of my grandfather. And in the midst of doing that, I worked for this company called Eagle Services that owned Datamine out of Chesterton. And so I ended up with a job with Eagle Services. A year and a half later, they asked me to come on board and start selling for them web design and software training. And I did that. And then 3 years later, I bought two of the partners out, decided I wasn't going to go back into corporate America. I actually just decided I wasn't going to work for people. I know that you say, well, what do you mean not work for people? I just decided that I just didn't want to do the ladder climb and what it takes to do the ladder climb, meaning that if I hold on to my values and practice what I preach as in customer service, putting my best foot forward, why can't I do it for myself?
Sure.
And 23 years later, we're still doing
it. Yeah, you still are.
For ourselves. And so we made some mistakes. Yeah, you know, all business owners have made mistakes. Biggest mistake that I've made was not as in inheriting somebody else's debt. The biggest mistake that, which has paid off, thank God. But the biggest mistake we made was when you get into a position of success and you get, stagnant.
Sure. You stop growing, stop pushing yourself.
You stop growing, you're thinking that it's just going to flow in and everything's going to be natural. And then finally, all of a sudden, you and your business partner are talking and you're saying, hey, based on this last year, we were up $40,000. We're in the hole $17,000. And then all of a sudden, you're saying, you know, things of that nature. And then all of a sudden, you've got to reverse engineer and dig through what happened. And a lot of times, successful entrepreneurs, they usually depend on a few people that work in the company. And after a while, sometimes you don't watch your team members and things get out of hand. Customer support goes down. And then all of a sudden you got three or four of your major clients that you've had for 8 to 12 years leave. And to me, after speaking with them, having a relationship with them, the personal relationship, the mm-hmm. business relationship, was like, wow, I gave responsibility to my team members, and I was hoping that they bought into the vision and mission of the company, but at the same time, that doesn't exclude me from doing what I'm supposed to do. And so that was probably the biggest lesson that I've learned.
Well, I know you like to play golf.
Yeah.
You invited me once to play golf, which I do not play. But how so were you able to do that in 2020 and still get out there on the course and meet up with some clients? I'm sure you do.
Golf is, you know, I'm a member at Innsbruck Country Club. Not me, but our company's a member at Innsbruck. And it was a risky adventure. It's not cheap. But I said, you know, I wanted to be in a place where there are other entrepreneurs, decision makers that can make a decision. And you always hear this thing. Oh, a lot of big decisions are made on the golf course. Mm-hmm. It is. So this is only my 11th year golfing, Miss Erica. So I am not a good golfer, but I do shoot in the low 90s and the high 80s, depending on the course. And as my game got better, so did my clients at the country club. I just want to let you know, so in my, I think I've been a member for 7 years. In the first 4 years, not one client, but in the fourth year, Jason won a, I think he won a year membership from the Hobart Chamber of Commerce, and so we used that. And then in the last 3 years, 7 new clients. And not only new clients, but clients that not only see the value in the support services that we provide for the web design, but the search engine optimization, how people are found without mm-hmm. you spending a lot of money through pay-per-click or the other Google service lines that they have. And so so these last 4 years, we're on the plus side. So from the clients that we've received and with the membership costs, we're plus 100 and I think 12 or 14%. Jason gives me those numbers.
That membership paid off.
Yes, it has. I mean, working with the Chambers of Commerce, I mean, those are different avenues where you meet. Mm-hmm. But if you work with a lot of chambers and you sit on boards for a while, your message gets stale. You know, I get this in the last couple of years. Oh, I forgot you guys do web design. So I use, you know, A, B, or C company. And so sometimes it's good to mix it up and get back out there. And so for me, being the senior business development manager at Datamyne, I have to, in these last year and a half, 2 years, get reacquainted with our clients, use Innsbruck like we want to. That's where we can have our dinners and presentations, our lunches, things of that nature. We have an open door policy at the office. As you well know, we teach and we show you different things. So for the larger organizations that sometimes, you know, people come in and out, we have to retrain folks on how to manage the website. We do that. We're not what we call a nickel and dime company. We don't bill you for things like that. And the reason why, think of it as your support team, because I would rather have you as a client for 10 years than have you as a client for 2 years. So therefore, I'm always going to have to be out there looking around corners, doing marketing stuff to bring in clients. And I believe in the long, steady growth in business.
Thank you so much, Ron, for sharing with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.